أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His greatness, that Allah's position, rank is most lofty, indescribable. Everything is in the control of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mouth, He created death, and He created life, so that you, O mankind, will be tested by this. Continuing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا, that Allah who has created the seven skies one upon the other. When we look up towards the sky, what we see is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the eyes that come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that it's sama'u dunya, that is the first sky. And in one narration, between that and the next sky is a distance of a journey of 500 years. And according to some narrations, the distance between the earth and the sky, that distance is the same distance between each of the seven skies, which we refer to as the seven heavens. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this vast creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then the Arush and the Kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that goes beyond and above all that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to this very, very vast creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتْ, that you will not find any tafawut, any difference in the creation of Ar-Rahman, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That like how these skies or these heavens are equidistant, like how they have been created perfectly, you will not find any difference in the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation. Everything is absolute. Everything is perfect. Man also tries to create a few things in this world, manufacture a few things in this world, but sometimes we will find that they are rejects. Sometimes we will find imperfections. Sometimes we will find it does not come out how a person wants it to come out, even if it is 1% or 0.1% of the total manufacture of that person. But with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we look through the whole creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we will find there is absolutely no difference in the perfection of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ, then once again, view this all again. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ, turn the eye once again towards all this, and look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ, would you find any fault in it? Would you find any defect in it, any rift in it? You will find absolutely nothing insofar as a flaw is concerned, insofar as an error is concerned, insofar as a fissure or a crack is concerned. You will find nothing like that in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, look up towards the sky, you'll find no cracks. You haven't seen anybody maintaining the sky. You haven't heard of a piece of the sky falling down. You haven't heard of all that. You haven't seen all that. So look at this perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then return your eye, your view, twice again. In other words, once again, and again, and now Allah Ta'ala says twice again, so the third time now, return your eye towards it, and look up, and then yanqalib ilayka al-basaru khasi'an wa huwa hasir. And if you try and you scrutinize, and if you look and you look, you will find that your glance will come back to you abased, in other words, with failure, and it will come back tired, but it will never find, any form of defect in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such is the creation of Allah, the perfection of Allah. Some ulama have stated that here, the eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about would be the eyes that we know of the face. But the truth and the reality is that we need to ponder with the eyes of our hearts, and we will try with all the knowledge that we have, and we will understand that this is perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfect, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is filled with glory, and there is absolutely no blemish in the zaat or in the sifat and in the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly we created the sama'ud dunya, that is the lower sky, the sky that is in view of the people of this earth, bimasabih, with many lamps. And this lamps, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the stars. And the ayah does not imply that the stars are logged into the sky, but they are below the sky. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are little lamps, that when a person looks at it, it looks very little, it may look very cute, but obviously these are huge and large creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not only there to adorn and decorate the sky, but Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. And we had made them a rujum, a hit for the shayateen. That we have discussed this on various occasions before also, that prior to the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the shayateen would go up as high as they could, trying to eavesdrop and hear the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they in turn will report to fortune tellers, etc. And those fortune tellers then will endeavor to tell the fortune of people. But when the Quran Sharif was being revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized this to ward away the shayateen. Now, some ulama have explained that it is not the entire star that would come down, but it is a portion of that star that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept within the star that will come down as a means of a fire, which we call the meteorites. They will come down and they will destroy the shayateen. And then Allah says, وَاَعْتَدَنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we have prepared for them the fire of blaze, or the adab, the punishment, the chastisement of the blazing fire. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us Allah's qudrat, Allah shows us His perfection, Allah shows us the perfection of the creation of Allah, which will obviously indicate to us the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every aspect, in every respect. And all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us so that our iman and yaqeen will be built in Allah. The greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes into our hearts, and then we begin to realize that everything is in the full control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa